This is CliffCentral.com.
Liesel Gerke is the boss of Virgin in South Africa. In fact, for the whole of sub-Saharan Africa.
Middle East Africa.
Middle East Africa. You see, your territory keeps expanding, as do your roots. The last time I checked in with you, Liesel, you had a very exciting announcement about doing 2 flights a day, which starts soon. This is obviously a demand thing. And I just saw the new 787 layout, which looks out of this world. So it's very, very cool. There's always exciting stuff happening with you guys. And I'm blown away by how... On the creative edge of redesigning the whole experience of flying, Virgin Atlantic always has been. And it's certainly something you seem to be getting right, and South African flyers love it.
Yeah, so it's interesting you're talking about getting it right. And Virgin Atlantic's always been that maverick brand. It's always been a bit pioneering in how it approaches our customer experience. So right back from, you know, from your 30-odd years ago when Richard Branson had this vision of starting an airline, and he always had the customer at the forefront of what it is that he wants to do. And actually just last week, I mean, we just launched a completely new revamp of our economy experience.
Right.
So we're always looking at doing things differently and adding more value for our passengers. So we're actually the first airline to introduce 3 new experiences in economy. So
tell me about them.
Yeah, so let me tell you about it. So in economy, in the economy cabin, I guess over the years, the economy cabin has become sort of the norm and everyone experiences it the same way. It's got a seat back screen, it's got meal service, etc. And so we've done a huge amount of research and found that our customers want to do things a little bit differently. So we have created 3 new experiences, and we're delighted to say that we've refitted every single one of our 40-odd aircraft with a whole new area in economy, which has additional and extra leg room. So so we've gone from 6 seats on the Dreamliner, which we serve on the Johannesburg route, to 36 seats with additional and extra legroom seats, extra legroom space, and we've added priority boarding. We've added, you know, all the lovely flair that you would usually get with the economy experience, pre-assigned seats, etc. So that was the new experience. So refitted the whole aircraft with this new piece, and then we have the classic experience, which is, you know, as you know today. And then what we've done is, for those who are really budget conscious and wants to save a buck, we've introduced a light experience. So those who don't want to travel with a bag and it's not precious where they sit, but they're really obviously careful about what they spend.
The price, yeah.
Exactly. So these 3 new ways to fly have just been launched, and we're super excited because this is shaking up things in the industry.
I mean, you're giving the customer the power to choose.
Exactly.
And up to now, you had very limited choices, and now in economy alone, you get 3 different kinds of choice.
Yes.
And I remember we were very involved with the launch of the Dreamliner, and that's obviously gone very, very well.
Yeah, well, it's gone so well that we're now adding an additional flight on the Johannesburg route. So it's fairly significant for us as an airline. We are called Virgin Atlantic, and the association has always been with how we operate between the UK and the USA.
Right.
And our rest of world, our international routes is perhaps a little bit more limited, and we only would fly once a day to places like Johannesburg, Lagos, Dubai, and so we've made quite a big investment in South Africa, which is, you know, obviously relates right back to this incredible optimism that we're feeling in the country at the moment. There's a lot
Absolutely.
Of buoyancy. We feel that things are turning in a really strong direction, and you know, to quote Cyril Ramaphosa, our new president, in his State of the Nation address, and there's no reason why we can't or shouldn't want to double tourism to South Africa. And so
you're leading that.
Yeah, we've heeded the call, and we're adding another flight, and we'll have over 300,000 seats a year between Johannesburg and London.
Now, Liesel, you're here at tonight's event, obviously, because Virgin Atlantic is a major player in not only the airline business, but also in the South Africa-UK relationship.
Yes.
Many British people who come to South Africa the first time come through Virgin Atlantic, and obviously many South Africans who go to London and to the UK and to other destinations, even Lagos, might first have that experience on one of your planes. So you're reinforcing that relationship. But there are lots of other businesses that you guys are involved with here in South Africa.
Yes. There are loads of things that we do in South Africa. I mean, I know that you spoke
boast
to
a little bit.
Yeah,
because I know how much you do behind the scenes.
I want to just quickly, you know, just wheelie back a little bit to what you just said around how significant the relationship is between the UK and South Africa. So, there's just over 2 million people that arrive in South Africa every year by air travel from different places around the world, and 450,000 of those come from the UK.
Wow.
So it's by and large the biggest source market of tourism into South Africa. Whether it be for leisure, whether it be for business or trade, it is significant. So 22% of all travellers that arrive in South Africa originate from the UK. And the next biggest is from the US, so 18%, and a further 18%. So between the UK and USA, almost 40% of all arrivals come from these two countries. And for us, the trade relationships and the partnerships that we have with business, and especially on events like tonight with Emma and her team, is incredibly important because, Emma will talk a little bit later about all the investment and all the investment opportunity that there is from the UK into the continent, into Africa.
Absolutely.
And how to unlock some of that investment. And isn't that a wonderful theme to talk about, just, you know, given the journey that South Africa's been through. And you know, we know that the government's focus is very much around driving and fostering international investment. And we, you know, we feel very strongly about playing a part in that in that journey.
Well, a lot of people talk about how South Africa is the gateway to all of the rest of the continent and the opportunities that it provides, and this massive market of people, this untapped consumer market in Africa. And obviously, that's something that Virgin Atlantic would be keen to tap into as well. And if you can convert them early, then you have them for life.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, to just reference what you said earlier in terms of how we collaborate with business. So, Richard Branson is probably one of the best known entrepreneurs in the world. I mean, if you think entrepreneurship, you probably think him alongside the likes of Elon Musk, which, you know, another wonderful South African export.
He was there first.
we make ourselves, we pride ourselves in getting involved with all sorts of entrepreneurship programs. And we've done so actually with Cliff Central a few years ago. If
Absolutely.
You remember, we launched the Dream Entrepreneur program, which was all around
first of its kind.
And we've done a number of these activations in Lagos and Nigeria as well, where we give young people the opportunity to have a dream. We invest in that dream with them. We help them, we grow them, we give them coaching and mentoring. Richard Branson actually did the coaching and mentoring for these individuals.
He was hands-on. I mean,
yeah.
I remember the winners of the Dream Entrepreneur competition got to spend a whole hour with him in the sky. It was the kind of experience that money can't buy.
Absolutely. And you'll remember the event that we partnered in last year with Cliff Central as well, Business as an Adventure. We had Sophia here from Lagos, who established the 5K store, 5,000 Naira store,
where she
creates these incredible local fashion, and has been a huge success in her market. And these are all the things that we pride ourselves in getting involved in.
And highlighting these people, giving them some of the limelight, and also bringing in those very well-known South African entrepreneurs, people who are, you know, kind of on the level of Adrian Gore, who can talk about their experience.
Absolutely.
Because if we hear these stories, it reinforces all the good, the positive that is going on.
Absolutely.
And helps young people to see a way for themselves to get there one day.
Exactly. And that's the way forward for South Africa. We need to give young people purpose.
So how much flying do you do?
Sure. Personally, I spend a lot of time on planes. So obviously, I look after the Africa region and the Middle East region. So
do you do anything particular to prepare for a flight? I mean, sometimes you're going to be flying business, sometimes upper class, sometimes economy, but you prepare for it. Do you have your standard? Are you a great packer? I mean, like, I need some tips here.
Yeah, I'm.
This is the kind of stuff you get from an expert.
I am a great packer, sometimes to my own detriment, but I have learned to travel without any excess. Something that my colleague Darren Thomas hasn't quite yet gotten right.
But Darren wants 23 different kinds of socks in case he has to match them.
And so I have the very neat one carry-on bag, and Darren's got three 2 and 3 kilogram suitcases, and I end up lugging his suitcases through the streets of London. So,
but that, what you just said, is that's no small feat to have no excess.
Yeah, so, I mean, my trips are very often 1 or 2 day trips. So I'll fly on a Sunday night, arrive in London on Monday, and then fly back a Tuesday night. So literally it's a 2 day, and I'll just do a quick change. I've learned to just really be really smart and not have to wait at carousels unnecessarily, and just kind of pack and go.
So you can take hand luggage?
I do take hand luggage, wow. Yes.
All hand luggage.
All hand luggage.
That's masterful. I want to spend half an hour, you teach me this, and it'll improve my life. Because that's one of the biggest schleps. And that's not the airline's problem or, you know, the people on the other side at the airport's problem. That's you. That's your own fault if you can't pack properly.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think it has to do with the season that you're traveling. It has to do with the length of your traveling.
Well, I've got to tell you, I've always met really interesting people whenever I've flown with Virgin Atlantic. I once sat on a plane to LA with Boris Becker.
Oh, wow.
Right next to me, yeah.
Jawohl.
Well, I mean, listen, it's a sexy business. I mean, Virgin Atlantic's a very sexy company, and you attract interesting people.
Yeah, we pride ourselves in having a variety of royalty and rock stars who travel with us, and you know, Victoria Beckham and her company like to travel with Virgin Atlantic, and very often in the clubhouse in London, you'll bump into some famous people. So, it is
and a brand. Darren Thomas.
It is a brand that's aspirational, and we actually we very
wasn't
very
he like the fifth best dressed man in the country or something?
Fourth. Don't get it.
Sorry.
Wrong.
Oh my God. He's going to assassinate me. I love it.
So you see what he's wearing tonight, though?
It's a good look. I couldn't pull that off.
Don't you need think to be that very, he belongs in the Pretoria Boys Church Choir?
You need to be very fashion forward to do what Darren does. I've seen him out on many occasions. He's always turned out perfectly.
Yeah, he rocks the no socks.
Certainly doesn't look boring, ever. I wish I had the courage to wear some of the things he does, because he pulls them all off.
He does. And that's why we love him at Virgin Atlantic, because he's a maverick in the way that he represents the
but
brand.
But so are you, actually.
With my glitz and glamour tonight.
Yeah. No, you've got it all down. So you're a great team. And it's nice to see all your team here. I saw a whole lot of people kitted out in the onboard, the crew outfits, which always look good.
The crew uniform. And that's another wonderful brand. So,
everything's cool. I'm so happy to see you again. And well done for being a part of this evening.
Yeah, thrilled to be here. Thank you.
And for helping so much with South African and UK trade relations. It's no small feat, and it wouldn't be nearly the kind of partnership that it is, because I was just talking to Emma, the Trade Commissioner, a moment ago, and she was saying how well it goes and how well it works, and it's probably largely due to businesses like Virgin Atlantic.
Yeah, well, we need to get the trade back and forth between the two countries for it to flourish, so we humble to play a part in it.
100%. Thank you so much,
Thank
Liesl.
You, Gareth.
Thank you.
Take care. Thanks.
This is CliffCentral.com.